Love is the gift that God has given to man alone beneath the heaven. It is not fantasy's hot fire, whose wish is soon as granted die. It liveth not in fierce desire, in dead desire it doth not die. It is the secret sympathy, the silver link, the silken tie, that heart to heart and mind to mind, in body and in soul doth bind. So now you know, the silver link, the silken tie between us is love. You love the music, and I love bringing it to you. So come, once again, and fly with me. Allison Steele, The Nightbird, at NEW.
In white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send.
I don't know how anyone could ever get tired of that record. I know I never have. The Moody Blues, Nights in White Satin from Days of Future Past, and that's the way it was. On January the 1st, 1968, it was New Year's night, as I recall, bitter cold. And that's the night, to all intents and purposes, the Nightbird was born. That was the first record out of the chute. And it was every bit as powerful then as I think it is today. I hope you agree with me. Allison Steele, that's me, the Nightbird, and it's really wonderful being back in this studio. Of course, you notice my theme music was slightly rusty, but then the bird is a little rusty too, having been off the station for a couple of years now. It's a little, as Dick Neer just said very sagely in his wisdom, it's not exactly like riding a bicycle. You do forget. At any rate, it is wonderful being here celebrating a 15th anniversary of NEW, where rock lives. We've always said it. We still say it. We're going to do a lot of reminiscing tonight, and I hope that you'll enjoy it. I hope that if you have been with me all these years, you'll find it fun going back and reliving some of the rare moments, the unusual moments, the different groups, the things you didn't hear all the time. We'll be playing some current music, too. And if you're young enough not to have been with us from the beginning, I hope you'll get more of an insight into what went on when we were just infants around here. And right after this, we'll get into it.
I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. No, I'm not, I'm Peter Noon. And I'm no longer in love with Mrs. Brown's lovely daughter. I'm not even Herman of Herman's Hermits. I'm Frederick in the Pirates of Penzance on Broadway at the Minskoff Theatre. I'm in love with the fair Mabel, and she's the marvellous Maureen McGovern, the daughter of the very model of a modern Major General, George Rose. And together with Tony Azito, Marsha Bagwell and Wally Kurth, we're all in love with the laughter and the music and the dancing and the irreverent, irrepressible Pirates of Penzance. I thought it's simply smashing of Newsweek to say, if you go to the theatre only once this year, this is the show. Quite right they were too. But you have only 7 more weeks to see the spectacle we make of ourselves at the Minskoff. After November 28th, we set sail for other ports. So what is it you say here in the States? Get a move on? That's it. Just call 944-9300 and they'll reserve your seats. 944-9300 for the Pirates of Penzance. For laughter and romance, for sex and song and dance. For heaven's sake, do it now.
Couldn't have planned that better myself. I just wish I had a Monkees record queued up over there, but I didn't. We did play the Monkees. We played them in the very beginning, but they didn't last very long. They were kind of progressive rock, so we didn't dally very long. Now, this is a group that goes way back. They never really did anything great. I'm not even sure they made a second album. But in the very beginning, it was the kind of a cut that was constantly requested, even though it was a Led Zeppelin tune. Group called CCS did such a good job, I thought you might enjoy hearing it again. So here it is. I think you know the tune that's coming up at NEW.
I get along.
She's just a girl.
She's a bone. She's a bone.
She's just a girl.
She's a bone.
We heard CCS with the Led Zeppelin tune, Whole Lot of Love, and of course it was a huge hit for Zepp. But the CCS record attracted a lot of attention, and it was a good sound. Somehow, Dick and I were just talking. Richard, excuse me. I'm left over. We used to call him Dick, but now we call him Richard. Everybody changes slightly over the years. We were just discussing the fact that records that were so wonderful in your memory, when you hear them, they don't sound quite as fast or quite as exciting. There are a few, as I pointed out, Moody Blues never loses its magic, but some of the others don't quite make it as well. CCS, Whole Lot of Love, and then The Who with their current album, It's Hard, and the single Athena. And that's a nice full sound. 23 minutes past 8 o'clock, Allison Steele here, if you've just joined us, and it's an unfamiliar voice to you. I used to live here in the old days. I'm the Nightbird. We're celebrating our 15th anniversary, and Richard and Scott have brought back all the personages who have been here that they could possibly dig up, and I mean that literally in a lot of cases, and just so that you could celebrate with us, and I hope you're enjoying it. We have more of your favorites. And I reminisce a lot about what happened. I remember specifically in the very early days when I was music director, and I'll tell you a couple funny stories about it, but there was a very brash young man from England, his name is Brian Lane, and he came to the States, and he had two groups. And he gave me records, first albums from both groups. And he and I bet on both groups that they would both make it, that they would both become big hits. The truth of the matter is, one did and one didn't. The group that made it was Yes. The group that didn't make it, good, managed by the same man, had everything going for them, and I thought you'd get a kick out of hearing them. Let's see how it sounds today. The name of the group is Dada, and it's a Mick Jagger, Keith Richards song called It's Hard. It was. So hard, they just never did make it. Time will tell. We heard Dada. And of course, you're sitting there saying, look at this, she still can't get it straight. It wasn't It's Hard. I was still looking at the Who album, admiring the cover. That was Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, The Last Time. The calf that didn't make it of Brian Lane's stable. And of course, yes, we all know that story. It's history. We just heard Asia with Time Will Tell. And that's, of course, a new group, new album, but not really. Because if it sounds like Yes and Emerson, Lake and Palmer, you got some heavies there. Steve Howe on guitars and vocals, Carl Palmer, John Wetton, and Jeff Downs. So the sound doesn't die. There's always somebody to pick up the torch and carry it along for us and for you here at NEW-FM in New York. I'm Allison Steele, and I'm just a visiting conductor tonight, you know. I've gone on to greater heights. The fifth floor. This is only the second. And we're celebrating our 15th anniversary very happily. It was, they were some of the happiest years of my life. We'll do some more reminiscing right after these messages.
I don't know how I'm going to pay for college. If I borrow the money, I'll be in debt till I'm 40.
If you'd like to start college with the money to pay for it, it could pay you to join the Army first. With the new Army College Fund, you can accumulate up to $15,200 for college in just 2 years. Up to $20,100 in three.
Be all that you can be.
Ask your recruiter about the Army College Fund.
'Cause we need you in the Army.
Paid for by the U.S. Army.
WNEW. FM. It's 25 minutes before 9 o'clock. I will be with you until 10 o'clock. And possibly you can guess what I have in store for you. You probably can. At this point in time, I'm probably not that unpredictable. I'll tell you one thing that is predictable. I kind of knew it. We have a young gentleman in the newsroom who always wrote messages on the weather, and he's still writing them, still comes up with the one-liners to throw you. But here's the weather. Clear and cool tonight, low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunny, and it's going to warm up a little bit. Not as bad as it was today, high in the mid-60s. And then Tuesday night, fair, low in the mid-50s. Looking ahead to Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. It's clear right now. The humidity 40% and the temperature is 55 degrees. But as I look at this, I realize that's a 6 o'clock reading. It might have changed, but then nobody around here ever cared about the weather. Why should they start now? What else is new? Well, I'm not into new things here. I'm into old things. Now, you heard kind of heavy sounds there. This was a record, and again, a group that, don't ask me where they went. I have no idea where the group went, where the label went. But I remember in the late 60s, this was hot stuff. I mean, it was the kind of record that everybody loved. I used to get, never a night passed when I didn't get three or four requests for this one. You got it. Kites are fun. Free design.
storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
Sure, you remember that every time I would come in at 10 o'clock and there'd be a heavy rain, that's what we'd open with. And that was another one that you never got to, at least I never got tired of it. And from the reaction of the audience, I don't think anybody ever gets tired of the Doors. They will go on forever for the next generation and the next and the next. Riders on the Storm. And then we heard Supertramp, their brand new one called It's Raining. And we started the set with Free Design and Kites Are Fun. I don't know how we got from kites to raining because you can't fly a kite in the rain, but it seemed like a good idea at the time. NEWFM is where you are, 10 minutes before 9. I have a correct weather reading here. It is clear. The humidity is 41%, winds from the southwest 14 miles an hour, and it's 54 degrees, so it wasn't that far off. The 6 o'clock reading, you didn't get cheated after all. We are celebrating our 15th anniversary with this little whoop-de-doo here, reliving of the good old days. Some very happy moments, some that weren't as happy. I'll talk about one of those right after this.
You are going to get a premium with every gallon of our new Getty unleaded gasoline. Quick starts. Clean carburation. Unhesitating response. Few knocks and pings. Smooth acceleration. Because new Getty Unleaded Plus gives you extra octane at no extra cost. It's the unleaded gasoline that helps your car get premium performance at a regular price. It helps smooth the knocks, silence the pings, and relieve the strain on your wallet. Next time you need a fill-up, take your cap off to new Getty Unleaded Plus, our higher octane unleaded gasoline, a luxury every economy-minded driver can afford.